Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Good morning, everybody. I'm Zoya Mateen, and you're listening to News18's Daybreak. Let's have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Now, only a day after the Central Bureau of Investigation, the CBI, booked former ICICI CEO Chandra Kochhar, her husband Deepak Kochhar, and Videocon Group MD Venugopal Dhoot on charges of cheating and conspiracy, the investigating CBI officer, whose SP Sudhanshu Dhar Mishra, was reportedly transferred. Mishra, who had been working with the securities fraud cell in Delhi, was transferred to the agency's economic offences bench after he signed the FIR against the accused. The CBI probe, which began nearly 13 months ago, found that Dhoot had invested in Deepak Kochhar's company Nupar through his firm Supreme Energy, a quid pro quo to loans cleared by the ICICI Bank after Chandra Kochhar took over as the CEO on 1st of May 2009. The agency has also been investigating the roles of top names in the banking industry, including present CEO of ICICI Bank Sandeep Bakshi, chairman of Goldman Sachs India Sanjoy Chatterjee, CEO of Standard Chartered Bank Zareen Durwala, amongst others. Now, the finance minister Arun Jaitley, who is currently undergoing medical treatment in the US, has slammed the agency a day after they conducted raids in Videocon's Mumbai office. He called it a case of investigative adventurism. Major parties, including the BJP, the Aam Aadmi Party and the Congress, have laid their stakes in the Haryana's Jind bipoll slated to take place today. According to experts, the outcome of the bipoll, which has been necessitated by the demise of Indian National Lok Dal MLA Harichand Medha, will decide the agenda for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections and the assembly elections in the state. Now, what's interesting about the Jind bipolls this time is that it's going to witness the contestation of a new party, the Jananayak Janata Party, whose candidate is Digvijay Chautala. The JJP will be contesting in the election after its breakaway from the Indian National Lok Dal over a bitter family feud. 1.7 lakh voters, including 45,000 Jat voters, are expected to participate in this vote. On Saturday, Aam Aadmi Party Chief and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal addressed a rally with thousands of people in support of JJP's candidate Chautala. Now, political pundits had almost handed over the seat to the ruling BJP, who have fielded the son of Chang Medha, Krishna Medha, a Punjabi Brahmin. However, Congress's Randeep Singh Surjewala and JJP's Digvijay, both belonging to the Jat community, are likely to dent the BJP's hopes as they are likely to absorb the 45,000 odd Jat votes. Now, protests against the citizenship bill continue to erupt in the Northeast, and an all-party meet on the issue will take place today. The meeting, which was called by Manipur Chief Minister Biren Singh, is expected to be a litmus test on who stands on which side of the divide. Meanwhile, protests over the citizenship bill amendment intensified in Assam, with the Krishak Mukti Sangram Samiti leader Akhil Gogoi declaring that Assam will bound to separate from India if the bill is passed. He said, and I quote, "If the government gives us the respect we deserve, we are with the nation. But if the sentiments of the indigenous Assamese are ignored and the bill is passed, then each Assamese must have the courage to say that it will not be a part of India." The proposed legislation, the Citizenship Amendment Bill, seeks to provide Indian citizenship to non-Muslims from Bangladesh, Pakistan and Afghanistan. Many parties and organizations have claimed that this will have an adverse impact on the demography of the sensitive border state of Assam. Right, with this, let's have a look at some of the top stories that developed over the weekend. On Friday, the eve of Republic Day, the center announced the list of awardees who had won this year's Bharat Ratna, which is the country's highest civilian awards. In the list were former President and Congress leader Pranab Mukherjee, RSS ideologue Nanaji Deshmukh, and singer Bhupen Hazarika, among others. The list of Padma awardees for this year include late actor Kadir Khan, former Indian cricketer Gautam Gambhir, leader of Dalit theatre movement Vaman Kendre, scientist Nambi Narayan, lawyer H.S. Phulka, and author Geeta Mehta. Now, soon after the list was released, controversies erupted on all sides. The police has registered a case against Congress leader Mallikarjun Kharge over his remarks that criticised the centre for not conferring the Bharat Ratna Dharna on spiritual leader Shiv Kumar Swami, the Lingayat seer who died recently. He said that instead of giving him an award, the government decided to choose a singer and a man who has propagated their RSS ideology. Meanwhile, the All Assam Students Union welcomed the decision to confer the Bharat Ratna to the state's legendary singer Hazarika. At the same time, they also asked the center to preserve Assam's culture and language by scrapping the Citizenship Amendment Bill if it is to respect Assam's heritage in its real sense. Adding to the controversies was the noted author and Odisha CM Navneet Patnaik's sister Geeta Mehta, who declined to accept the Padma Shri, saying that the timing could be misconstrued with the general elections looming. Janata Dal secular leader Danish Ali on Friday claimed that Pranab Mukherjee is being awarded the Bharat Ratna because he visited the RSS headquarters and described the founding Sarsang Chalak chief H.D. Hejidgwar as the son of the soil. It's interesting because, you know, coming a few months shy of the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, the Bharat Ratna certainly holds a lot of significance. But what can the BJP hope to achieve by conferring a Congress leader with the highest civilian award? Our reporter and political editor Pallavi Ghosh has analyzed how this gesture might be the BJP's trump card in Bengal for the general elections. For more, you can always visit the website and have a look. Right, moving on. Shortly after the sudden unexplained reversal of the Supreme Court's collegium's decision on judicial appointments set off disquiet in the legal fraternity, there was a move in the collegium to transfer high-profile Justice S. Muralidhar out of the Delhi High Court. That move has been stalled as of now after members of the collegium headed by CJI Ranjan Gogoi reportedly advised against it. One of them, Justice M.B. Lokur, retired recently, and the other, Justice A.K. Sikri, is due to retire in March. Sources have said that the proposal could be revived later. There have been reports that there have been multiple attempts to transfer the judge. The first move to transfer Muralidhar came soon after he slapped the RSS ideologue, chartered accountant and now independent director of RBI, S. Gurumurthy, with contempt of court case. The Donald Trump administration on Friday withdrew its plan seeking immediate funding for the U.S.-Mexico border wall, bringing a temporary stop to the longest government shutdown in the U.S. history. The announcement that took place in the White House Rose Garden on the bipartisan deal marked a retreat by Trump, suspending a political row that has paralyzed the Washington. Some of the ramifications of the shutdown had been the fact that it disrupted air travel and left more than 800,000 federal employees without pay for 5 weeks. The US president has obliged with the deal but followed it up with threats to renew the shutdown if his plans for the walls were not allowed in the next 3 weeks. So that's all for today, but in the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Zoya, signing off. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.